Hello, this is YouthCast, and I'm Molly Adams. The beginning of 2011 has seen a lot of pain and sorrow, both from people-made violence and natural disasters. Floods filled the northeastern state of Queensland in Australia, Haiti still struggles to rebuild after last year's earthquake, and Pakistan from last year's flood. It takes both the land and its inhabitants decades to recover from a natural disaster. And the YouthCast feature this week was made 5 years ago in response to the recovery from Hurricane Katrina. Tyrell and Tevin Wooten lived their whole lives in the Algiers neighborhood of New Orleans. For 2 weeks after Hurricane Katrina, the Wooten family was constantly threatened. Police pointed guns at their stepfather, Patrick. Looters broke into the family home. They lived without power in 120-degree heat. Finally, authorities picked the family up and put them on a plane. 30 minutes into the flight, the pilot announced their destination, Otis Air Force Base on Cape Cod. They spent the next 6 weeks in a brick room with four bunks that the boys described as a jail cell. Randomly relocated to a much colder, much more rural area, the Wootens decided to put down roots in Massachusetts. This non-linear and non-narrated piece is called From New Orleans to New England by Emily LaFond of the Blunt Youth Radio Project. A reviewer on PRX suggests that its structure mimics, quote, the disjointed and utter confusion that came as a result of Hurricane Katrina. Well, see for yourself as this piece opens with the boys unpacking some video games.
We bought this hill from Louisiana.
Make sure you don't drop it.
That was about
the Punisher.
A Punisher. Mortal Kombat. Shaolin Monks.
NCAA football.
06. Madden 06.
When we came in from New Orleans, we had number two bags. You know, so they said, hey, and everybody else, you know, donating their good clothes and everything. How many were bags?
You might well say at least about
15, 20. We doing good.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I wasn't used to receiving charity or help or anything.
The love and kind things that y'all folks have been doing for us is very beautiful, and I'm happy, and I really appreciate it. And I would love to sit there, if they have any kind of way, anybody would love for me to sit there, to do some New Orleans Creole cooking, catering, please call Patrick Wooten, and I would love to come up and do it.
It's, a change from where I've been at. I've been living in the South like all my life. So I think it's a new experience on the upcoming. New people to meet, new things to find out.
I'm overwhelmed happy, for sure. But we can live our life normally. We can get it back started on the right track.
Oh, it's good we get to get our own room now. I got tired of sharing the room. I wanted my own space. I like being around a lot of people. I ain't really see a lot of houses around here. It would be better to be around a lot of people, though.
I'm not talking bad or down about New Orleans. New Orleans is a beautiful place, too. But I look more forward for myself, for my family, you know what I'm saying? You know, so much, not too much. Dealing with the city life is like, you know, like, you know, up this way, you know what I'm saying, education and everything will be more better, and just take away out most of the high crime areas. Yeah.
That was From New Orleans to New England by Emily LaFond of the Blunt Youth Radio Project. In times like this, you might be looking to hear some more hopeful radio. Head to youthcast.org for links to such stories. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. And please hit us up on Facebook. We love fans, and you'll find plenty of internet diversion there. Facebook.com/YouthCast. Until next time.